Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. Let's pray. O Lord our God, we have waited patiently for you, because through the generations you have set our feet on solid ground. You have, through Jesus, put a new song in our mouths, and so we put our trust in you. You have multiplied your wondrous deeds more than we can count. Our delight is in you far more than the sacrifices we could offer, and yet we still offer them to you, namely our very lives. But as I sing of my own worries, I do so among those who love your salvation, O Lord. I get to sing to you, most gracious God, among those here in this place today who keep saying over and over again, great is the Lord. You, O Lord, are my help, my deliverer. And today, O God, I give you thanks in the name of Jesus that you have led each one of us here to a place we ask you to help us to have the opportunity to share with others. For even when we are surrounded by the evils of this world, O Lord, we take comfort that we sing this song you have given us here in the great congregation. So here is your song that we sing back to you today in the form of a sermon that we offer as praise. Here you go, O Lord my God. Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Just like that, we go from waiting on God with patience to God showing up to pull us out of circumstances that sometimes we just flat despise, to God wiping our face of tears and singing with us, to God being patient with us as we sing songs of praise, to just full-on trust in the Lord. That story of our own growth in the Lord is not only the story of these first few verses of Psalm 40, but it is also the story of Jesus coming into the world. For we wondered if God would ever keep His promise. And then, Jesus showed up. He taught us how to live, mainly by living well, with joy and mercy. Jesus gave us every reason to trust in the Lord. Thus, here we are. And we tell this story often in the great congregation. Psalm 40, verses 4 through 5. Happy are those who make their Lord their trust, who do not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. Were I to proclaim and tell of them, they would be more than can be counted. Our own song warns us not to put our trust in the world. in the empty promises of those who worship the idols of this world. Ultimately, our lives are situated in an eternal promise. And nothing in this lifetime can compare with what really matters. For when we put anything above our daily walk with Jesus, is it any wonder when those promises reveal themselves as empty? If we started counting right now, if we started counting the wondrous deeds of God, by the time we actually finished counting, we would have run out of numbers. In this song we know as Psalm 40, the lyrics switch suddenly. Did you notice? The lyrics switch suddenly from God putting a new song in my mouth to a song of praise to our God. From me to us. The Lord reminds me that I can see the Lord better when I do more than open my eyes, but far better when we sing in the great congregation. Psalm 40, 6 through 10. Sacrifice and offering you do not desire, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, here I am. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. See, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your saving help. Within my heart I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. Few movies in recent years have had quirkier dialogue than O Brother, Where Art Thou? And many who love the movie and its music and its story may often quote a favorite line. And I've even heard some churches actually play songs from the soundtrack from time to time. It's no wonder, considering the strength of the baptism scene. For even though the main characters really don't have a clue of the impact of what's going on around them, the least articulate man in the whole movie is the one who seems to have the best grasp on what's going on with these strangers as they went down in the river to pray. Delmar notes to his friends, it appears to be some kind of congregation. Well, it is in that congregation that we all learn how to do more than simply offer assigned sacrifices to God. It is in that congregation that we learn how to write these songs of the Lord on our hearts. Maybe that scene has had too much effect on my own imagination, but I cannot help but imagine the original singing of Psalm 40 as beginning with one distraught person, all alone, being invited to come and sing along with the great congregation. Psalm 40, 11 and 12. Do not, O Lord, withhold your mercy from me. Let your steadfast love and your faithfulness keep me safe forever. For evils have encompassed me without number. My iniquities have overtaken me until I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails me. When the single singer at the beginning of the song walks out to join the singing of the innumerable saving deeds of the Lord, it doesn't mean that what originally upset the singer in the first place just suddenly goes away. The pleading to God is still there to save, to not withhold mercy. The language here in the middle of the song switches back to a single singer. And you know who that single singer is of Psalm 40? It's you. Anyone singing the song. It's you at this very moment acknowledging that evil is still around. False gods are still worshipped. My own sin stares me in the face. My own sin is the other innumerable thing in this song, as hard to count as the hairs on my own head. So overwhelmed am I, even among the promises of God, that the only thing I can think to sing when it's my turn to sing solo is, my heart fails me. You ever felt like that while singing? While everybody else is singing, "Now I'm happy all the day," you sit there in the pew or you stand there looking at the screen, and what you're really singing on the inside is, "My heart fails me." You ever felt that? But when each one of us sings a song like this, we do so in the presence of the Lord. If you come in and sing, "My heart fails me," sing it. Sing it out loud because you're in the presence of the Lord. And we do so in the safest of all safe places, among those who love the Lord and sing of His mercy and steadfast love. Because no matter what you sing, when we sing here, when we sing together, we sing among those in the great congregation. And then Psalm 40, 13 through 17 sings one last verse. "Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let all those be put to shame and confusion who seek to snatch away my life. Let those be turned back and brought to dishonor who desire my hurt. Let those be appalled because of their shame, who say to me, 'Aha, aha,' but may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, 'Great is the Lord.' As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God." Then, as we sing the last verse and the song ends, once again, my own worries are still there. Pain, still there. Liars with false promises, yep, they're still there too. But now, something beautiful has happened. Something has changed. Something has happened. I still sing about being an individual in need of God's salvation. But as I sing of my own worries, I do so among those who love your salvation, O Lord. I get to sing to you, most gracious God, among those here in this place today who keep saying over and over again, great is the Lord. You, O Lord, are my help, my deliverer. And today I give thanks in the name of Jesus, just as we all become the eye of this song, that you, O Lord, put in our mouths today from long ago. I give thanks that you have led each one of us here to a place we ask you to help us have the opportunity to share with others. For even when we are surrounded by the evils of this world, O Lord, we take comfort that we sing this song you have given us here today in the great congregation. Amen.